Okay, I'm Raylene Mendez, and I'm interviewing my father, Victor Mendez, on what is it like to be a parent of a teenager. Okay, Dad, at what age did you become a parent?
I believe I was 20 years old.
How did becoming a parent affect your social life?
In the beginning, it affected by me having to work a lot.
Was that hard?
In the beginning, a little bit, but you get used to it.
Did you adjust easily?
Yes.
Throughout the years, what has been the best things about being a parent and the worst?
The best thing is about seeing my kids grow up, and especially when they're born, it's like a miracle came true, you know?
Yeah.
And the worst is when the babies get to change their diapers and stuff. That's really sticky. Stinky era.
Okay. If you could give advice to parents of other 15-year-old daughters, what would it be?
To listen to their kids and to pay attention, pay close attention to them, and to provide for them.
Okay. Next. Did you struggle while being a single parent?
Sometimes, you know, like when emotionally, when my daughters will need some feminine help, it's kind of hard for me to help them out on that.
Yeah.
Section, you know.
Yeah. How did having a kid change your perspective on the way you looked at people?
It put everything's perspective by, like, you have to sacrifice a lot for your family. You have to work hard for your family in order for them to have nice things, and you appreciate everything while since you work so hard for it, and you want everything to be nice for the whole family. So yeah, it changed everything for me.
What was the biggest thing that changed?
Respect. I respect people that work hard for their family, and I have a lot of respect for myself and my family.
Okay. If you could describe being a parent in 3 words, what would those 3 words be?
It's awesome. It's hard work. And it's joyful.
Okay. What scares you the most about being a father of a girl?
If one day, you know, my oldest comes to tell me she has a little problem or something, you know, which I... That's what us parents work hard for them to make the right decisions, you know? But that's one of my fears.
Okay. After your 2 experiences with me and Alicia, would you want more kids?
Yes. In the future, maybe. I would like to have a boy one day, but if it doesn't happen, I'm really happy with what I have.
Okay. Okay. If you could... What are my greatest and worst qualities?
Your greatest qualities are you're a really beautiful person. You're you have a lot of qualities, like you're a good listener, you have a big heart, you're respectful, you're humble, you're artistic. Your bad qualities are you don't know how to get along with your sister sometimes. sometimes you need to listen to people when they try to help you out more. You need to put yourself in their perspective, their point of view of why they're trying to help you.
Okay. What's the biggest difference, ever since me and Lisa have been placed with you, what's the difference between having us full-time, like, due to partial?
The difference is that before you guys got back with me, I had more freedom.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't, but I love it that you guys are back with me now.
Do you want that freedom back?
No.
Like, would you like...
I will not change it for a while.
Okay. What has been the biggest thing that... No, okay. Would you change anything? Like, if you're looking back, would you change anything?
I will not change nothing. I'm happy with my daughters. They're the best thing that ever happened.
You're happy with your decisions?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Dad. Thank you for letting me.
You're welcome.